USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has blocked a vote to move ahead with articles of impeachment against President Trump. Speaker Nancy Pelosi wasn't for it.
I think we'll get rid of all this right now.
More than half of House Democrats joined all Republicans to table the idea for now.
I do think I'm winning the political fight. I think I'm winning it by a lot.
Texas Democrat Al Green forced the vote by introducing an impeachment resolution. It says the president's racist comment this week, suggesting to those who look to the president like immigrants should go back to their own countries, qualify as high misdemeanors. The president mocked the resolution at a rally in North Carolina.
The resolution, how stupid is that, on impeachment?
The stocks were down on Wall Street. The Dow was down 116 points, the S&P 500 down 20, and the NASDAQ down 38. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
Air conditioners are working overtime. Temperatures this weekend will soar into the 90s and triple digits in dozens of states across the U.S. But the feel-like temperatures will be even worse. Washington, D.C. is forecast to be 115 degrees. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Ban.
There's also going to be a lot of humidity with this. Sometimes we'll talk about what it might feel like. So that will easily involve temperatures above the 100, 105 degree rating on the East Coast and even back into the Central Plains.
And for those people who have to work outside in the heat, like Jose, who lives in Austin, Texas.
It's tough, definitely. After a long day, oh yeah, I just want to go home and relax.
Forecasters say the weather won't cool down until next week. The stocks were down on Wall Street. The Dow was down 116 points, the S&P 500 down 20, and the NASDAQ down 38. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The world's most notorious drug lord has finally been sentenced after a trial in the United States. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
62-year-old Joaquin El Chapo Guzman sentenced to life in an American prison. In the past, he had broken out of several Mexican prisons and remained on the run for years. His lawyer, Jeremy Lichtman, says his client was not given a fair trial, and they're going to appeal.
All we asked for was fairness. And no matter what you think of Joaquin Guzman, he still deserves a fair trial.
Guzman's expected to serve his time in the Supermax facility in Colorado. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Ebola outbreak in Congo has led to the declaration of an international health emergency. The declaration by the World Health Organization comes after Ebola spread to the Congo capital city, Goma. Dr. Robert Stephen is with the WHO.
This is still a regional emergency and by no way a global threat.
More than 1,600 people have died this year in Congo in the second deadliest Ebola outbreak in history. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus hopes the government of Congo doesn't overreact.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.